gentlemen, welcome to Supernatural Prayers and Stories with Doug Dayton.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Supernatural Prayers and Stories podcast. My name's Doug, and I am going to share my story with you today. I grew up probably not unlike a lot of folks out there, really with not a ton of religious influence in my life. I guess if I was to say anything, I'd say I grew up American heathen. I was surrounded by alcoholics, drug dealers, and prostitutes. And all of the examples of how to live your life were pretty dysfunctional in my world. That being said, there wasn't much differentiation in the lives of the Christians that I had in my life. As I would have different people that would talk to me about God, they're the same folks that would sometimes buy drugs from us on the weekends. So it was kind of one of those disconnects. I didn't see a whole lot of truth and reality in what they said. I was mainlined into the drug underworld at a very young age, and a lot of the drug dealers that I would consider probably my family members would use me to move their dope because they knew that if I got popped, I wouldn't say anything. And fortunately for me now, I never was caught. And because of this, I found myself hanging out as a preteen with a lot of 30, 40, 50, and even 60-year-olds. And some of them really did take me under their wings. They were beautiful people. They just were not living for the Lord in any way, shape, or form. But my life came to a boiling point one night whenever I took a bad combination of drugs. And I want to put a pin in that, and I want to tell you about my spiritual journey. Whenever I was searching as a preteen, I got plugged into the occult, into witchcraft, into many of the dark arts. I studied Egyptian magic, I studied black magic, voodoo, and I had started practicing all of these different rites and rituals looking for the truth. And I guess that I thought if people were not going to love me, they would fear me. And I liked the idea that demons would serve me. Now, because I grew up in that, I didn't have a lot of the hangups that a lot of the Christians out there have, thinking that angels and demons are not real, and I guess that they're just metaphorical stories in the Bible. I knew that there were principalities and powers at work in the world around us that were shaping events and causing people's lives to move in different directions. Now, these demons that I thought served me ended up just trying to deceive me. My life came to a boiling point this one night when I took a bad combination of drugs and I stumbled across the town that I lived in all the way back to my home, and I walked into this empty house. There was nobody there. The TV was on, and I felt funky. There was something I knew was wrong on the inside of me. And I remember walking into the middle of my living room, and it felt like an ice pick stabbed me in the chest. And I reached up and I grabbed my chest. And they talk about whenever you're about to transition from this life to the next, that there's this warm light that washes over you and you see your grandma beckoning you to come into the light. I didn't experience any of that. What I experienced was total, utter darkness, and the same demons that I thought served me were there waiting to drag me to hell. It was as if all of the deception was removed from my eyes at that particular moment, and I knew that I was tricked into an eternal situation of torment. Now, I consider myself blessed and fortunate because it was at that moment when I had absolutely nothing to offer, when I had absolutely nothing that I could give, God stepped into the situation and rescued me. And you've probably watched a televangelist, insert the televangelist of your choice on TV, and they've said something like this: stop, stop, stop. There's someone watching right now. And then they say some statement and then move on. I was that guy that they were talking to that night. The guy that was speaking said, stop, stop, stop. There's someone watching right now. And I don't remember exactly what the guy said. He like described my living room or something crazy, where I knew without a shadow of a doubt that this guy was talking to me. And then he said, God is going to deliver you from your drug addiction, and he's not going to stop there. He's going to deliver your entire family. And instantly I was sober. Instantly my chest stopped hurting. And I felt the peace of God wash over me, and I knew that I had been rescued. And it was in that moment, you know, people think that whenever they face an eternal situation, they know exactly how they're going to respond. In that moment, the truth was revealed to me, and I knew without a shadow of a doubt that God was real, and he rescued me from eternal torment. So maybe you're someone that's tuned in to this podcast as we're starting this series off, and you don't know where you stand with God. Friends, God reached out to you. He reached out to you when you were lost, when you had nothing to offer, and he paid the price for your sins. He gave his only begotten son so that anyone who would believe in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. And friend, if you are ever looking into the mouth of hell or over the cliff of eternity, you don't want to be standing in that situation with unsurety of what's going to happen next. I gave my heart to the Lord, and I told him, you rescued me, and I will serve you all the days of my life. And I wish that my life instantly cleaned up, but it didn't. It took a little while to get the mess out of my life. But God was patient. No matter what you are facing, if nobody's ever told you before, let me be the first to tell you that God has a plan, a purpose, and a destiny for your life. The blood of Jesus is more powerful than any chain of addiction that could ever possibly weigh you down. It's more powerful than any bondage. It's more powerful than any disease. It's more powerful than any sickness. It's more powerful than any abuse. The Prince of Peace can be your peace, and he can bring healing in the most drastic and dire of situations. So if you just happen to stumble across this podcast, and you would say, Doug, I don't know where I stand with Jesus, then I want to invite you to pray this prayer with me right now. Father, I stand before you right now, and I give you my life. Time's gone by, and I've done my own thing, but right now, I turn to you. Thank you for washing me of my sins, for cleansing me, and accepting me and welcoming me into your kingdom. And it's in the mighty name of Jesus I pray. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, welcome to the kingdom of God. I want to encourage you to go to our website, supernaturalprayers.com, and fill out the form at the bottom of the website that just lets us know about the decision that you made. We'd love to partner together with you on your journey with God and help you as much as we can. God bless you, and have a fantastic day.